Have you been into your local Aldi or your local Lidl? The reason why I'm asking that is there is talk and discussion perhaps maybe of a groceries price war. Much needed, people would say, because of the increases in a lot of the staples that you've been buying in your supermarkets. On Friday, Lidl reduced the price of its own brand milk range, claiming to be the first grocery retailer in Ireland to cut price of its product since 2023. Now, it's not a major reduction. 1 litre of Lidl's milk is now 6 cents cheaper, with the price of a 2 litre container coming down by 10 cents. Now, the move was repeated the following day by Aldi. 6 cents on a litre of milk and 10 cents on 2 litres of milk. All of the major supermarkets obviously watch each other extremely closely when it comes to price and adapt quickly to any adjustments by arrival, such as, the competition that is there. Tesco confirmed yesterday an almost identical price drop in its own label milk products as well. They're bringing the price of 2 litres of milk down from €2.45 to €2.35. And another issue is, will other ones follow the situation? Now, the latest figures from the Central Statistics Office last week showed food price inflation in the year to September rose by 4.7%, which is way ahead of the general inflation rate of 2.7%. Outside of meat, 11.2% up. Dairy products such as milk, 13.5% up. They've seen some of the biggest price jumps in the last 12 months. As of other popular consumer items like chocolate, up 14%, we discussed this on the programme, and coffee is up 10.5%. But what does this price war, what does the drop in milk prices mean as one of the key staples, I suppose, for lots of people, for the farmers? With me on the line is Aidan Brennan, Deputy Editor of the Irish Farmers Journal. Aidan, good morning to you and thanks very much for joining us in the programme.
Morning, Jerry.
Listen, it's hard to judge these things, especially when we see that 4.7% inflationary increase in prices, way ahead of general inflation. But is this the end of the beginning or the beginning of the end, or a peaking of prices? And what will it mean for the producers of all these products?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, as any dairy farmer will tell you, over the last couple of weeks and months, the price of milk has fallen for farmers. So we've seen, even only last Friday, Lakeland Dairies announced a 3 cent per litre cut in milk price, which is about a 6% cut to the milk price that farmers receive. So the announcement by Lidl and Aldi, that equates back to a 4% drop in the price of milk in the shop shelves. So it's all coming down, which is good news for consumers, but bad news for farmers. But like, to be fair, I suppose the main driver of milk price to farms is not the shop shelf price. It's the global dairy price. And that has really come off in the last couple of weeks, particularly for the price of butter. Like, these are commodity butter prices, so not talking about necessarily the price in the shops. There's usually a lag effect, so that the markets will always move ahead of the prices we're going to see, both at farm level and also in the shops. But like, over the last 12 months, those prices have been historically high, extremely high for butter, and now they've come back, and they've come back really, really quickly, much faster than people would have expected. And that's reflected back now in terms of the farm gate price, which, as I say, fell by 6% for August milk, and fell, and it's likely to fall another 6%, unfortunately, for September milk, because farmers get paid in arrears.
Yeah.
So, yeah, look, it's all coming back at both levels. And it's a really bad time of the year, actually, for farmers that are involved in specialised liquid milk production. These are farmers that calve cows at this time of year in order to have fresh, high quality milk over the winter months. And many of your listeners will be supplying Lee Strand Co-op and places like that have the liquid milk brands. And they're also going to get an impact on these price cuts, because the prices that they're going to receive at farm level are now going to be lower because the global markets have fallen and all milk prices are falling.
Yeah, you mentioned butter prices there. They peaked in, let's say, around April of this year, and they've been falling significantly since then. Still at a pretty high rate comparatively. When we look over the last 5 years, they're still way more than they were, let's say, in 2020, but the world has changed since then. Does that mean, and it's hard, especially with commodities, Aidan, as you know, it's hard to predict what's going to happen in the future, but is that graph going to keep on coming down, do you think?
It has stabilised over the last couple of weeks, but I mean, to put that in context, it peaked at around €8,000 a tonne, and it's now a little over €5,400 a tonne or thereabouts.
Yeah,
so it's a significant drop, like, and I mean, that's why butter was really expensive in the shops, and it's going to come back down again, you would say, over the next couple of months. But where the future goes, I don't know. I mean, there is definitely more milk being produced in the world, and that's after scaring the markets. So the US are way up in milk production. Places like France and Germany and indeed in Ireland, we're up 5-6% year on year in milk production because the weather has been good. It's been really favourable. Cows are milking more. Feed is cheap. People are putting more feed in. And remember, milk prices have been high all year. So farmers are wanting to produce more milk because all the signals are we need more milk. But as someone said before, the cure to high prices are high prices, because in high prices times, farmers produce more, there's an extra supply in the market, and then prices drop.
Yeah, is there anything to do, and I know you're looking at the energy inputs, and all of this thing was kicked off by the fact that energy became much more expensive, but is it anything to do with just the trading conditions, the hedges by big pension funds or investment funds or trust fund managers, all of those kind of different, let's say, activities that are at play on the open market internationally? How much does that feed into it?
Yeah, so the dairy is largely more sheltered than that compared to, we'll say, grains or you know, cereals are very volatile in that regard. But I do think there was definitely an element of some, you know, hedging or people taking positions, we'll say, in the market over the recent price cuts because they were so rapid and we haven't seen them fall that quickly before. There's definitely more hedging going on and trading, we'll say, of positions and taking you know, hedging your bets, we'll say, in terms of traders in the global dairy scene now, and there's more technology available for that. So I do think there was more of an impact there in the last couple of months, which is causing, you know, that's a positive and a negative because you're going to see more price rises and then more price falls. So there is more volatility there, and that's difficult for the Irish co-ops to manage.
And finally, are you worried, or would the farmers be worried about the shops? And there's talk of this perhaps maybe a start of a price war, which obviously consumers would welcome, but that maybe they'll use butter and milk as their last leaders, that they'll target to get shoppers in the door.
Yeah, I think that the farmers will be very concerned about that, particularly those in that liquid milk sector. Because if you take over the last 20 years, there was more or less no increase in the price of milk at shop level. And that fed back then that the premiums that these farmers get for all the extra work and all the extra cost that goes into producing milk over the winter, they don't get a return for that or a proper reward for that. But they would have said to me that over the last 2 years, when milk prices were higher in the shops, that they were only now beginning to make money in that winter milk. But if that cut comes, if these cuts comes, and we're seeing the likes of Dunn Stores and Supervalue and other co-ops follow suit, that's going to make that sector unviable. It's already, you know, treading water because there's all that extra cost. You're milking cows over to Christmas when other farmers are dried off because we're following a grass growth curve. But these farmers are, you know, specifically producing milk over the winter because they want to have that fresh milk on the shop shelves. So this sector is under pressure, for no doubt about that.
Yeah, certainly is. Okay, one worth watching. Aidan, thanks for taking us through it this morning. We'll see where it goes from here, but thanks for talking to us.
Thanks, Eric.
Aidan Brennan there, Deputy Editor of the Irish Farmers Journal. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us in the programme.